There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
NLT and Tim here at the Dark Matter stand at Gitex. Let's talk to Microsoft now. The COO of Microsoft Golf, Ihsan Anaptawi, is with us. It's good to meet you. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you here.
I wanted to talk to you about a video that I watched today. You've been showcasing this workplace safety demo, and it demonstrates technologies that use AI, really, in real time, and what they can do to make our lives at work better, safer, faster, stronger, etc. Just run through, if you would, what you've been showcasing.
Yes, thank you. So one of the biggest themes for us at this year's Gitex and for the company overall is how are we seeing the shift to an intelligent cloud and intelligent edge. So this whole notion of intelligence and infusing intelligence into the different applications and services that we offer is very big for us. So we talk about how do we democratize access to AI and make it available in everyday scenarios, right? And not just have it as this theoretical utopian concept that is very, very specific. So the demo we're showing at, we're showing at Gitex is how do you bring commodity existing infrastructure like a standard camera, in this case a 720p camera, and infuse it with intelligence using the cloud and using AI, where that camera suddenly becomes smarter and can detect objects and things, can detect whether a person is actually wearing the proper equipment, the safety helmet, can even detect a fire if it happens on site, can tell if a person is unauthorized to access a location. And that's really all done with the combination of two things, right? An intelligent edge, so we were able to transform that device into a smart edge device. And what we mean by edge is it's the process of where data gets aggregated and analyzed at a point that is closest to where it's generated in the network. And in this case, it's the device, right? And combined with this massive compute power that we have in the cloud that is really, doesn't have a limit, and it's in a way boundaryless, that can deliver this unique experience in a workplace safety. And this is just one example, but then you can think of applying this in at an airport, in a hospital, in a school, anywhere really that has those two things. And again, if you think of our daily lives, our devices today are intense generators of data, right? Whether it's a wearable, whether it's a phone, if you think of a semi-autonomous car or a self-driving car, the gigabytes of data that vehicle generates per second is massive, right? So you're going to need to get to a point where we can push compute to the edge and be able to do a lot of analytics and reasoning on that data at the edge, but also combine it with the power and intelligence that we have in the cloud.
And what's interesting about this, and what struck me, was it's using existing infrastructure. So it could be a webcam that's been trained on a location for some time. Let me just give the example, the workplace safety example. You have a factory environment, a forklift driver backs into a drum of chemical fluids, tips the drum over, dislodges the lid, so there's a chemical spill in the warehouse. So what happens? The forklift driver hasn't noticed it because he can't see over the back of the forklift, so he drives off. The camera, or a camera, which is in the area, sees it, alerts the factory manager's smartphone, pings a message, also a picture, and that's the extent of where the technology is moving, of course. The factory manager is able to send somebody or to have it dealt with. The camera sends a picture of the upright drum, the cleared area, life goes on, everything is safe in the environment. All of that technology, that infrastructure, we have. It's just bringing things together. And it seems to me, I suppose the phrase, and correct me if I'm wrong, could be harnessing what we already have in some ways.
Yes, in a way, it's really amplifying and augmenting infrastructure we already have and infusing it with intelligence, right? The way I'd like to think of it as well is it's amplifying and augmenting human ingenuity with intelligent technology, right? So the example you shared is one that we couldn't pay attention to in that context, and technology was able to help us pick it up and identify it and make the environment safer. But we're trying to infuse AI into other aspects of day-to-day life. I mean, I'm sure you all use Microsoft Word as an example. We recently introduced this feature called Editor, that uses AI on the back end to actually give you suggestions on the meanings of your document. You know, we've always had spell check. Now we actually have technology that gives you suggestions on how to improve your writing, the meaning of your writing, and it uses machine learning, natural language processing, to actually make you a better writer. That's just one simple example of how we're infusing AI. If you think of what we're doing with Skype and the ability to do instant language translation, right, that bridges the divide between how people communicate in different languages. So it's really augmenting that human quality and human ingenuity with this abundance of intelligence. Because you know what we think would happen is you have this overflow of data, and unless you can harness that data using AI, using machine learning, it actually becomes a distraction, right? It becomes counterproductive to what we're trying to do every day. Just imagine the immense amount of data that gets generated every day from your devices, again, from the sensors around us. So I really believe that we're going to get to a point where computing becomes ambient, and in a way sort of disappears in the background, and it's just more natural. And the example we shared is one of those things that we see.
I guess we all want the opportunity to sound a bit smarter, so if it's word helping us sound like we know what we're talking about in our writing, all the better.
I was just going to say, Sam, have you got anything that makes us speak better? Because we could benefit from that, I'm thinking. But
I think you're doing a pretty good job.
Well, I tell you what, it's going places. We need to get you back in. As everybody, we just don't have enough time.
I know, because my one issue with all of this is I'm frightened that someone's going to take my job, so we need to talk to you about how we can use it to work together,
yes,
and not against us.
As I said, it's going to amplify you to become even more creative, right?
Ihsan Anabtawi is the COO of Microsoft Golf. It's been good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.